described herself. Her parents were losing hope until they found her a teacher. Anne Sullivan, partly blind herself, had learned to communicate with the deaf and blind through a hand alphabet. She came to live in the Keller home. Keller's first lessons were far from encouraging. When Sullivan first arrived, Keller looked for candy in her bag. When she found none, she kicked and screamed. No matter how often Sullivan used the hand alphabet, Keller could not understand, which only made her frustrated and angry. One day, Sullivan had an idea. She took her student, who was not quite 7 at the time, to the water pump and placed one of her hands under the spout while she spelled the word water into the other. Later, Keller wrote about this experience. "Somehow the mystery of language was revealed to me. I knew then that W-A-T-E-R meant the wonderful, cool something that was flowing over my hand. That living word awakened my soul, gave it light, hope, joy, set it free." There were barriers still, it is true, but barriers that in time could be swept away. Keller's progress from then on was amazing. She and Sullivan became lifelong companions, touring the world together. Keller worked tirelessly for the blind and inspired many other disabled people to similar accomplishments. Keller once remarked, "I seldom think about my limitations, and they never make me sad. Perhaps there is just a touch of yearning at times, but it is vague, like a breeze among flowers. The wind passes, and the flowers are content."
Page 32, Exercise B, Reading. Read and listen to the article.
Triumph out of tragedy. For the first 18 months of her life, Helen Keller was a normal infant who had learned to recognize the voices of her parents and take joy in looking at their faces. Then illness closed her eyes and ears and plunged her into a world of darkness and silence. The illness erased not only her vision and hearing, but also, as a result, her power of speech. Keller's life thereafter became a triumph over crushing adversity. In time, she overcame her disabilities and was a full and happy participant in life. She learned to see and hear in her own way, making use of her senses of touch and smell, and eventually she even learned to talk. She realized goals no similarly handicapped person had ever achieved: university study, success as a writer, worldwide recognition as a great humanitarian. Although Keller was able to cope with some of her limitations, her early childhood was filled with frustration. She had to hold the hands of other people to learn what they were doing, and she was only able to recognize her parents and their friends by feeling their faces and clothes. She was able to communicate with her family using signs she had invented to let them know what she wanted. For example, she would pretend to cut bread when she wanted to eat bread. However, communication with her family was one-sided. She wanted to communicate in the same way that her family did, but was unable to talk. She expressed this frustration in outbursts of anger and bad behavior. A wild, unruly child who kicked, scratched, and screamed was how she later described